Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Big Blend Radio's Music Monday show. So you've got to check out this website. It's called musiversal.com. So like music. So it's musiversal.com, especially if you're into creating music. If you are a songwriter, a musician, maybe you're creating a soundtrack to a video. How cool is that? I want to do that. That sounds like fun, especially if you can do any like beam up stuff in there. So you could be creating even a soundtrack to your independent film. This website has a host of really quality musicians, engineers, producers. You can even try and get your own orchestra. I think that is pretty cool. I'd like my own orchestra, but this website is new. It is very innovative and it's affordable. That's a big word for those who want to create. So I'm very excited to have the Chief Growth Officer, Martin Kwok. Now, did I say that? Kwok? Getting it right?
You got it. You got it. Thank you.
And you're teaching me Chinese while you live in and come from Denmark. So this is just perfect. I love it. I love it. As global as we can get, the better. And that's the thing too. Musiversal means that this is also a very global, you know, platform for people to use from around the world, right?
Yeah, very much. Yeah, it's kind of, it was actually by coincidence born during COVID. And one of the things that we saw in the music industry was that we wanted to unlock collaboration and really unlock the sort of the blockages that we saw in the music industry. We can talk a little bit about that if that's interesting. And really like allow anyone to collaborate with anybody all over the planet without having any sort of barriers for collaboration, really. So we are, as a team, also drinking our own Kool-Aid and being a distributed remote team as well. And I really think this is the future of work. I really think this is the future for us as human beings to really, like, you know, live exactly where we want, design our life as we want, not having to be in a certain place because of X, Y, Z. So yeah, super excited about that.
Yeah. And the musicians, and I mean, like I was talking about quality, it's way up there. I was looking at one of the piano players. He's like performed a solo at the Royal Albert Hall. I'm going, okay, you know, this is really high end, full on orchestras, which is really cool. So someone who wants to create a song or a soundtrack, or, you know, maybe even an entire soundtrack to a movie, can go in there. And it is affordable. I was looking at plans starting at like $49 a month on up, depending on what you're doing. So this makes it affordable. And even because you're even recording through there, like using video and also audio. So you're getting quality audio. So you're able to do that. And it just seems like the process is a lot easier by scheduling, the creator scheduling with the musicians. That the process is easier. You don't necessarily all have to meet at the studio, you know, especially if one is in Spain and one is in, you know, Portugal. No, you're actually in Portugal, right? You're from,
that's right.
Denmark in Portugal. Let me get it straight.
Yes.
I love it. But if you wanted to go and, you know, record with someone in Spain, now you're talking hotels and travel, and that's not even, you know, some places it's not feasible even yet because of COVID. So I think this is a great solution, not just because of COVID time, but forever, you know, with people wanting to create together.
Yeah, definitely. And it's something that really excites us. I mean, one of our bassists, he lives in New York, and let's see if I get his quote right, but it goes something along the lines of that I'm just so excited to see my music just going everywhere around the world, all the way from K-pop to games, to video games, all the way over to LA and producing for people in South Africa, as well as in Europe. And, you know, for a bassist living in New York City, that's just incredible. And technology really allows for that to happen today.
And that's it. You talk about bass player. It's like, you know, you're either performing with a band and touring, but it's like you have to do session work to really pay the bills too, you know, and it depends on where you are in the world about, you know, how much, you know, it's interesting. Like a lot of musicians I know here in this country are top-notch, awesome musicians, come on our shows and but to get noticed or get what they deserve financially, they have to go to Europe. You know, especially if you're in blues, for some reason, you've got to go to Europe. I don't know what's going on with all that, but it seems that, especially if you're a drummer, a bass player, it's not like you're going to go out and play in a coffee club by yourself. You could, but you know, you do need to have that other kind of work. And so it's kind of a nice collaboration. And so I look at it also as a networking website.
Yeah, I think very much so. And you know, I think what really enables this pricing, because some of the things that there is for us to take responsibility for as a company, and also, you know, we are hearing that from the music industry, is that, hey, guys, like, how can you make it so cheap? Like, what's going on? You're ripping off the musicians. I want to just take the opportunity just to, like, give you a little peek into what's actually going on. Because one of the things that we saw in the music industry is that there's a lot of really passionate people playing music and want to make a living out of it. To make a living out of making music because of little jobs is that you have to charge high prices. And when you're charging high prices, it's expensive for aspiring music creators to come in and make music. And this is kind of a vicious circle. So the high prices keeps the barriers high, so that there's little music creators, there's little jobs for the musicians, and it's like the whole industry is in like locked. So really what we're committed to as Musiversal is to really make anyone a music creator.
Really,
7.7 billion people we want to enable and empower to make music. And we're starting with singer-songwriters, producers, and the more professional segment. And the way in which we're addressing this is really flipping the whole model around. Because as a musician, what you had to do in the past, or arguably the job as a session musician nowadays, is non-existent any longer. Mm. What we're actually doing is that for our musicians, we're offering them a salary.
Okay, so I was wondering how that works, because you know, a lot of the other kind of sites, like you're looking for a plumber, for example, you're going to go in and go, okay, go to this plumber. Hey, what's this? So you start comparing, and you know what I mean? So it's a nice site. You know, those sites are great to connect people, and, you know, commerce is done. I think there's going to be a lot of more websites like what you're doing for different things, not necessarily in the music world, but definitely revolutionary what you're doing. But I was wondering about that. I mean, it's like you could sign up as a musician and wait, you know, 10 years to get something out of it. So with this, they're actually getting paid, because that's exciting. And I know a lot of musicians who, once they hear this interview, they're going to be like, I want to be on there. So how is that process getting, like, I'm sure a bunch of musicians want to be involved.
Yeah. And you know, like, we're committed to creating thousands of jobs for musicians. And we have been really blessed with receiving also thousands of applicants for the jobs we have at Musiversal. And right now, what we're seeing, so you're asking a bit about, you know, how's the process and how do you get on board? Mm-hmm. What we require from our musicians today is that they are a bit of, I'm not sure I get the right word, but kind of like, let's say jack of all trades. Mm-hmm. So we need you to have your own home studio. Mm. So you're recording from your own home. That means also some level of acoustic treatment. You need to have your own recording equipment. So you need to have some level of audio engineering, recording engineering skills. And then you need to be a good musician, like knowing basic music theory. And also you need to just be great with people.
Mm. Yeah, because you're communicating, because that's a... Whenever you're doing music, you're wearing your heart on the sleeve, right? And so it's like, if you're coming in, I'm going, okay, I have this song in my head, which I do. And I never could really explain it to our band when we had a band back in the day, because there was ego in our band, is all I'm going to say. And I was the girl of the band. And that was, it was not good back in the, actually, I could write a book about our experience, but, and it was fun. But I would have to go to a website like yours to be able to have that fresh ability to go, this is really what I want. This is what I'm paying for. So I want to have that communication where it wasn't the experience I had in our band at that time. Like, I don't want to be told that my song is wrong, you know, if it's what I want, but I do want feedback and, you know, criticism that's helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's really great what it is that you're saying. And this is really like what we're looking to provide, because, you know, sometimes if you don't know people, or even as creators, perhaps like yourself, I know you were a singer in the past, and I'm sure you also still sing to some extent.
Yes, the highway hears it all.
Yeah. Just singing out the window.
Yes.
As music creators, we tend to have like a short list of people who we work with, because we know them and they know us, and we get to work really well together. Mm. See, I would make the argument that some of the people that you work really well with probably works really well with a lot of people. They're just doing some things right. There's some level of listening for another person, and really, you know, as you were mentioning, ego, perhaps there's a little bit less ego than other people. And I think that really kind of helps facilitate really, you know, communicating as human beings, really being understood, being complete, connecting with other people. Right. And that's really, really important for us as well.
I think right now too, musicians have done so much recording at home this year, this past COVID year. It's been over a year that they've been, you know, how many COVID albums are coming out? I know that it's been nonstop, the music that's coming in on our side, and it's awesome. But it's like, okay, what's your COVID story? You know, and some of the songs were actually written before, and musicians just didn't even have the time. And some musicians really hated not being out on the road, and some were like, oh, I was tired. I wanted to have this break, and I was able to do recording. And now I'm like, you know, I could not go as, you know, push myself as much on the road as before. Like now I can do a little bit more. A lot of musicians were open and doing more session work, which is great. So I think there's a lot of, you know, singer. I mean, there's people that would even just give a gift. You know, it's my mom's birthday. I've had this song in my head for years. Can someone help me? You know, so I think there's that. But going back to the musicians, and even the engineers, I think they're all, there's a lot who are well equipped now compared to 2 years ago for recording at home.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I think we're only going to see that more and more. It's like, you know, our smartphones have enabled us today for anyone to just be a professional photographer. And we don't even think about that. Mm-hmm. But if we compare the type of photography we do with our smartphone today with professional photography just like 5 or 10 years ago, you know, we're probably on par, if not even better, as amateurs today compared to professional photography a while back. And you know, technology is just evolving so fast, and it's just becoming ever cheaper. So definitely. And I think there's also this element of, you know, what's the last thing that we can automate as human beings, you know, that's really creativity. And that's really like this kind of broad spectrum of skills. And it's really this kind of progressive type of musicians that we are, that I think we end up hiring. I didn't really take stock of it, but this is kind of what I'm discovering here in my conversation with you.
And what about musicians that already have like a full-on recording studio? I've got like a bunch of my, I know I have to ask this because I can hear them all like ask this, you know? So having already a recording studio, wouldn't this something be like a leg up of helping them too? Because when you build your own studio and you're recording other musicians, you have to market it. You know, there's that whole other thing. Is this something, that kind of business that you would work with?
So far, we only have musicians who are using their own home studio.
Okay.
Well, home or their own studio, let's say. I mean, by no means do we discriminate if you have a studio that's just not your home studio. But I think if it is that you have kind of established your business to run your own studio and hosting lots of musicians there, there could be a possibility for us to actually bring you and your musicians in. But also the way in which we're compensating is a salary for the musicians that's independent of they get booked or not. Mm. So that you, as a musician, you know exactly how much you're going to earn next month.
That's awesome.
So that's a little bit different from like really, I think really any model that we're seeing in this kind of gig industry.
Yeah. So are they in effect employees at that point? Because now I've got our employment lawyer in my brain. He's going to go like, okay, Lisa, because there's that whole thing. Like, look at what happened with Uber and Lyft and DoorDash. I mean, are you an independent contractor or not? And every rule is different in every state, at least in this country, from what we've been talking about.
Yeah, and I think that's a really, really good question. And this is a question we're asking ourselves also. Mm. The way the contracts are working right now is that they are a service provider. Okay, so they're not an employee.
Okay.
The way that it works is that we are agreeing on a fixed salary with each musician. So they know exactly how much you're going to earn the following month. And there are possibilities for them to get bonus on top of that. But that's what we want. We want them to just have, we want them to know exactly how much they're going to earn next month.
That's nice.
And you know, what this unlocks as a musician is, I know how much, I don't need to like worry about making money to put food on the table. I can actually, I know I can feed my family next month.
That's
I can
really
perhaps
cool.
take a mortgage, you know?
Yeah.
And for some people, this have worked really, really, really well. We have one of our trumpet players, Jean-Paul Frappier. He's like incredible trumpet player, and he played with Aretha Franklin and whatnot in the past.
Wow.
And, you know, he used to tour all over the place, but he has a family. And, you know, for him, it really works that he can just be at home, not out on tour all the time, spend some time with the family and the kids, and he knows how much he's going to earn next month. Mm. And you know, that's really worth something. And if you're going to run the math, you're going to quickly figure out, okay, we're not compensating you 200, like the equivalent of something like $200 per, let's say per hour or per session or something like that. And our compensation varies a little bit, so I'm a little bit hesitant in saying it here, but I'm proud to say that we're paying like above the average salary. And it's important for us that we're not treating our musicians like a commodity, like Uber. It's kind of a race to the bottom. The moment we do that, that's the moment that it stops working for musicians. And that's the moment that we're on territory that isn't a part of what it is that we're committed to as a company. Like, we are committed to creating a music industry that works for everybody.
Yeah. And those who are wanting the help of the creatives and the musicians and the engineers, those coming in wanting to create something, if they're dealing with a musician that's starting to get, you know, ruffled feathers, it's going to backfire as well. And talking about that is, I see this as, okay, so this is like the one big thing that I really thought of, you know, going through your website, musiversal.com, everyone, you know, doing videos these days, anybody doing any kind of filming, you try to, you know, you pay a stock site for stock music, you get all your permissions, and then you upload your video to Facebook, and Facebook goes, no, that's so-and-so's, you know, music, and that's that, and there's no one to contact. I know all about this. And YouTube, now they're like, okay, well, now we're compensating the musicians. Here's their quarter of a penny. You know what I mean? So it's kind of, we're in this really, it is a Wild West show going on right now in the music industry. Yet I thought the stock thing was really a cool thing, but apparently the musicians weren't making that much money on it. And if their contract expires, all this weird stuff would happen. So I look at this where video makers and content creators may be able to use this, because when they own the rights to the music, they'll say, hey, I just need something, you know, pretty and flowy to go with a flower video I'm making, whatever, a time lapse thing. Then that's their music. They're hiring, you know, through you, right? Or not, they're not doing the hiring, but they can go and say, okay, I need a flute player and whatever, maybe the orchestra. And so now they actually have the rights to this music. So YouTube and Facebook can stop it.
Yeah, that's very right. That's very right. And it's really funny, because we had a piano player. It's called David Bennett. He's a famous YouTuber, and he likes to analyze. He loves the Beatles. He analyzes the music theory behind how it is they're playing.
Oh, cool.
And one of the things that he kept running up against as a content creator was, oh, damn it, YouTube is blocking my audio again. So he could only upload like a couple of seconds of audio before it is that it triggered. And then he couldn't monetize the video as a content creator. And that kind of, you know, that's kind of territory you don't really want to go into, given you're actually making your living out of the content. So So what he did was that he recorded his own little version of some of the tracks that he'd been using, and that worked out really well for him, because in that way he didn't get blocked by YouTube, and he owned all the rights, exactly as you're saying.
That's awesome, because it used to be that you could do 30 seconds. Well, that's out the window now too, because even just the, you know, the beginning and ending of music that we use for our shows, I just got to this point, like, I'm not even doing it anymore. Like, you got just done, and it becomes so difficult. But I think, you know, people right now too, if they wanted to do an album, like, what about the video game industry? Because that is just growing, from what I've seen, is video games, even, you know, apps on phones, just all the music that goes with that. Is that something you're seeing?
Yeah, we actually have a lot of clients who's using our musicians to make make music for apps and for games. This is a huge thing. So yeah, absolutely, we're seeing a lot of growth in that direction.
And filmmakers?
Filmmakers also, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what do you think is the biggest right now? I know it's new. How new is this, by the way?
So we launched the Musiversal Studio last year in September. That's when we launched the very first version. And then we had been going for, we onboarded our first couple of hundred customers over the first couple of months. And here we are today in July, and we have hundreds of customers today. So it's still relatively new. And, you know, we have about 30 musicians on the platform. Mm. And we're really committed to grow that. Like, we're really committed to hiring thousands of musicians, and we want to be that contribution to the music industry and to musicians all over the world.
I'll send you a list. Well, you know, but I think, do you see most of it going to be individuals that are in music that want the help with albums, or do you see it more the film, the videos? I mean, because to me, it runs the gamut.
Yes. So what we see most is singer songwriter type of profile. So not super professional, who may have a higher bar for what it is that we can offer with the price range that we're offering, and just above the sort of the entry level, let's say music creator. So you already know a bit of music theory, you already know what it is that you want, and then you come in and you can really direct the musician and tell him or her exactly what it is that you're looking to create. That's the type of profile that we see the most. And I think it's almost like the next level of the bedroom music creator. The bedroom music creator of, you know, that bar is just increasing every day.
I find it really fascinating and exciting, because, you know, one thing too, we noticed a lot of musicians are getting past the genre, like, oh, I'm only this, I'm only Americana, I'm only folk. And, you know, and there's a lot of experimental or concept albums that they're doing. And this allows you to keep changing up what you do, you know, as a musician. And I mean, I could imagine writers just, you know, hanging out there and doing like entire experimental albums or concept albums, and just working with different music. Hey, let's get this kind of musician. You know what I mean? Because when I was looking at the turnaround, what's pretty incredible, you say they get the files within 24 hours. So if you're in that creative process, to be able to have those files while you're in that zone means a lot, I think, to writers.
Yeah. Exactly. So within 24 hours, you have the session files. And and I actually want to just create here a little bit of the process, because it's something that we're really proud of. Because, you know, so the way it works is that on the musician side, we pay our musicians a salary. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that we can actually offer sometimes up to a reduction of price of 10x. That really makes a difference. Suddenly it's completely new. It's a completely new range of people who gets access to making music. And when they get access to making music, there's going to be more jobs for musicians. Mm. So this entry barrier that we talked about earlier of price, that's going to go down. And that's just going to open the floodgates for millions of creators entering the market. And then the experience as a creator, as a music creator on the platform, is that, well, you paid already your subscription. So if we use your example of $49 that you mentioned earlier, that gives you access to two sessions. You can choose how fast you want to run. So you can also have five sessions for $99, for example. But if you use the two sessions, that means that you have access to every single musician on the platform. And the only thing you're going to do is you're just going to go in, you're going to pick the instrument you want to use. you're going to pick the musician you want for your music, and you can see his calendar straight away. You just go in, you're going to book your session. And then literally the day after, if you're lucky to find availability, or maybe like a couple of days after, you're tuning in on a video call, just like we're on here, where you sit at home. You could be in your underwear if you want, and you're sitting and you're in your session, okay? And what we're doing now here is that we're using Zoom. So here we're having actually compressed audio. We're using a separate audio feed where we get high quality audio. So you really get, you're plucked straight in to the instrument and to the microphones of the musician. And you're sitting there, you can direct and you can work live, real time with your musician, saying, oh, I need a little bit more of that, a little bit more of that. And then afterwards you get your session, after a 30-minute session, you get your session files. So this is really like really, really efficient. So to summarize, you book your session on day one. On day three, you sit in on a 30-minute session. You've sent your preparation files here. The musician prepares before that. Then you're in a 30-minute session, and 24 hours later, you have your files. Mm. Compared to how this looks like let's say if you know a musician across town and you live in LA and you're going to spend 3 or 4 hours in traffic, then you're going to be there and you're going to have a little bit of coffee. And, you know, quickly, I get that there's a lot of value in the social. This is not to take away from that. That's incredible. Here, this is really, really efficient, and it really works for people who are looking to just get access to work with incredible musicians for an incredible price, really efficiently, no barriers for sort of geographical barriers. You can work with anyone across the planet.
When you do this, and say you do an album or an EP or a single, right? Do you put the musicians that worked on it on the album name? Is that a requisite?
A requisite that we have in our terms of use, is that the musician is credited, and right. Also the musicians, of course, they keep the performance rights. Now, at the moment, as a company, Musiversal, we don't have the capacity nor the technology to enforce this at the moment. But this is something that we're really, this is something that we think is just the right thing to do. And we really want to empower our musicians to do as well. And there's a gap there as well, also, in that there's a lot of musicians that, or just generally, it's actually hard to collect your performance rights as a musician. And there's a gap there for a technology to come in and really serve that. And given, you know, we're kind of at the heart of the music production, like the actual recording of it, this is something that we're thinking about, you know, like how could we help? How could we contribute to musicians really claiming their performance rights in the future?
So this is what I was wondering about too, like because of YouTube and things like that. If you're making a video just to go up as a content creator, what happens with that part of it going up on YouTube once you've created something? If you've written it and they're recording it, so there's that balance. It's still young, you know. You remember back in the day with Y2K and the .com, the very first thing, and then it went kaboom, and everybody thought it was awesome, and then it had its little. I think it's only beginning. You know what I mean? Mm. With what's happening, with what we can do with the internet. But I like that you're giving the musicians credit. That's important. I think it's if they've made it extra special, then you know, they should have credit. If you've done any work on it, you should have credit. And musicians always help each other too. Like, oh, maybe add this, add that. So they're always, it's a co-creative experience. So I really, really appreciate that you do that. Do you see more and more like, okay, so there's the people with the albums, but just even podcasters, I was thinking that too, you know, a lot of the podcasts, the popular ones do have music in between talking and background sounds and even voiceover. Do you see, you know, what about vocalists and even voiceover work and people even maybe helping on the writing side?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there was a couple of questions in there. Let me see if I can
know.
Get them.
I'm like, I got 20 questions. Let's do it all in 1 second.
So there was a question with podcasts, and I'm guessing what's inside of that question is also like, what other kind of use cases are we starting to see? Mm-hmm. And I'm hosting my own podcast. It's called Masters of Grit, and in fact, I'm using music from our musicians on my podcast.
Awesome.
Exactly like you're saying. It's what we are seeing with the use of the platform is that you need to have a certain level of music theory and knowledge for you to be able to use it. or for you to be able to really get the value, maximum value, let's say. Like, you know, we've had all the way from students to like total amateurs using the platform, all the way up to like film composers. So we really have, we've seen the full range, but we're mostly seeing singer-songwriters and producers. Like, this is kind of our sweet spot. Yeah, I think that hopefully answers that question a little bit.
Yeah, I just think it's, do you see, but on your side, having like a team of writers to help someone who has an idea, and then even with, you know, the growth of content, you know, whether it's a video, podcasts, any of that, are you seeing the need for voiceover work that could be part of your structure down the road?
It could very well. And I mean, what it is, our guiding compass is really to make anyone a music creator. I believe that we are biologically wired to want to connect as human beings. In fact, that's what made us successful as a species. And we are just seeing that all over the place. And we can look in history and, you know, our ability to tell story and fiction is one of the things that have enabled us to do that. Music brings together millions of strangers in a spot just completely unfamiliar to them. And we are operating together to the beat of the music. There's just no other thing that I know of that has that ability. There is something in our biology that speaks through music and enables us to connect as human beings. So that's what it is that we're committed to as a company. And that's our guiding compass. So everything that you would see us doing, that will be in some way or form enabling people to express themselves with music. And we're focusing on the professional segment right now. So one of the things you were asking here is, what about voiceovers and these kind of things? Maybe that's going to be something, but probably that's going to be only like very on the periphery.
Let's say. Like a little add-on kind of. Yeah,
it's not so much inside of the expression of music. We're more seeing ourselves a bit like, to use an example, perhaps a little bit abstract, but the Instagram for music. Like really, really, really something that can really enable millions and billions of people to express themselves with music.
This is going to be huge. This is really going to be big. Aren't you excited? The three of you?
I'm so pumped. Yeah.
I mean, this is exciting to see, and then to see, watch the products after. You want to see all the, you know, do you ask like, you know, your customers that come in to do the, you know, start their project. Do you ask, oh, can you let us see it after you're done or hear it so we know where it's gone?
Yeah, you know, it's just, this is just the best thing. And, you know, you ask if I'm excited. I'm just so excited and I'm so honored. It's such a privilege to get the opportunity to contribute to some other human being's music.
Where did this idea come from on how to do the platform in this way?
So that came from, it really started with orchestras. So Andre, my co-founder, who really was the founder of Musiversal, I joined a little bit later. He was studying film composing in New York, at New York University. And he was just bugged. He was just like, I am spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on studying music and I just never get to hear it. What's going on here, people? So he was so annoyed with that. And he was like, okay, I'm gonna scratch my own itch here. So what he did is that he started a Kickstarter campaign where he pulled together a bunch of people and said, guys, let's book an orchestra together, and we're gonna have a couple of minutes each to record our music, and then we can just reduce the cost by a factor of 10. So that's in fact what he did back then to get to hear his own music.
Oh wow.
And really what's at the core of that model, if you start to take it apart, I mean, there's some small little fun mechanical things here, but really what's at the core is that we start to operate together. We start to stop to only focus about how can I make a living? You know, what's in it for me? And you really start to get together and suddenly there's more value created actually. And it's the same thing, because it's the same thing that's at the core of the model at the Musiversal Studio as we see it today. It's really that we're creating a highway. We're removing friction and barriers for collaboration in music. And that's going to just enable millions of people to express themselves.
And you don't have to be a starving artist. That's, you know, whoever said that you have to be a starving artist to make it is full of it. It's not that much fun. I'm just saying.
Well, don't do it.
No, don't do it. You don't need to. There's other ways. But listen, this is so exciting. Please keep us posted as you grow too, because this is very exciting. I'm excited for our audience to hear what you're doing over at Musiversal. Everyone, Musiversal.com. That's the website, right? The easy way to go.
That's the website, yes. And actually, you know, we're committed to be a contribution to our customers as well. And we know that it can be a bit daunting to sign up for a $99 per month subscription. So we want people to try it out and see if it's something for them. So there's actually, you can sign up and you'll get actually a free session with one of our musicians to try it out before it is that you finally commit.
Yeah, I was
so
seeing that.
Head over
awesome.
There and get yourself a free session. Yeah, really.
Yeah,
try
that
it
is
out.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Lisa.
Thank you. And everyone, don't forget, keep up with us at bigblendradio.com.